Let's get back to the action on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome back. This is the Keystone Kickoff Show brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network, KeystoneSportsNetwork.com. Dustin Hockensmith here. We got a special guest joining us on the phone line, Charles Wallace, father of Penn State commit Caden Wallace. You also might recognize him as the guy behind the video of James Franklin talking about it's not business, it's personal. That video went semi-viral, I would say, a couple weeks ago. So Charles joins us now. We're going to talk about that. How you doing, Mr. Wallace?
Good morning. I'm well, thank you. How are you?
Oh, we're doing great. We're doing great. I wanted to, you know, we were trying to set this up for a week or two, but I wanted to just get your thoughts on that video. You're going back through the videos on your phone. You see this, and I just wonder what compelled you to share it at that time.
You know, again, clearing up my phone, needing more storage space. So I saw the video, and I replayed it. And, you know, I thought back over the last year of recruiting, and I was very happy that I caught that moment. And after listening to it, you know, a lot of times on recruiting visits, you're told a lot of things that, to be honest, that you want to hear. And so, you know, after we've gone through the process of recruiting and travel the country, to come back to that video, and to be able to size it up and say, okay, now this is what he said then. What is he saying now? And it was the exact same thing. It was the exact same passion about it. It was the exact same emotion of being committed, to the recruits, or being committed to my son, to make him not only a great football player, but to make him an exceptional student and exceptional man. That moved me to say, you know, I know there's a lot of parents, there are a lot of recruits that are trying to make decisions now, and that, you know, they need to hear this. And though they may not come to Penn State, but wherever they go, they want to know, are they becoming part of a family, or are they becoming part of a business?
Yeah, and we hear that a lot from kids who committed, from parents. It feels like a family. And I think what you said about the consistency of that message is interesting. From the beginning and from now, that message has remained the same. Were you surprised when you shared this video and it got as much reach, I guess, as it did?
Yeah, I was pretty, I think, I haven't looked lately, but I think we were close to 50,000 views. So wow.
That's surprising. Yeah.
I guess that's as close to viral as I'll ever get.
Yeah, enjoy the ride while you can, I guess. So as you're traveling the country, you're seeing all these different things. You're seeing these campuses. You're hearing from coaches. First of all, you obviously know what the positives are, but how much work is that to really put in all the groundwork to make sure that your son is making the right choice and you guys are on the same page about it?
You know, as a parent, it's a tremendous commitment and a sacrifice, because we visited a lot of campuses, unofficially. So that meant, resources came out of my pocket. But, you know, I think it was crucial that he was able to look at all aspects, not only the football, the programs, but also the academics, the schools and what they offered, what was the environment. So often when you go into colleges, recruiting, you fall into, I call it, the recruiting vortex, where everything is perfect. All the grass is perfect. The lawn, everything is, the flowers are blooming, and there just can never be a bad day. And that's not true. And so it was important for us that wherever we went, that it could be a place, one, that if he was not involved in football, he would love going to college there. And so, you know, we had to look at those aspects of it. It was good just to see, football is a business. It has become a multi-billion-dollar business, recruiting aspect of it. And you can be easily convinced, easily persuaded, if you haven't done your research. And so it was vital for us to do research, on what was a good fit, for Caden as a player and a good fit for us as a family.
What research did you find that you know outside of what you experienced at Penn State made Penn State the right choice?
Well, you know, one of the things is a relationship. Relationships are vital. Caden had an opportunity to he knew several of the players, and over the course of time during our visits over the last year and a half, he's been able to form, you know, even better relationships. And that's vital because these players will become his future teammates, brothers, comrades. And so, that was the players made themselves accessible. It really did exude a family relationship and atmosphere. And they told him the truth. You know, I think that was one of the things. They didn't paint a picture that every day was a great day and every day was peaches and cream. There were days where you know it was tough. There were days where they really had to check themselves and do a critical analysis of how they're performing as a student, how they're performing as a player. And so that was good. They were always honest and forthright in their communications with him, and that was very important.
You're listening to the Keystone Kickoff Show. It's brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. We're talking to Charles Wallace, who's the father of 2019 Penn State commit Caden Wallace. Just about your experiences as a parent of a recruit and going through this process. And I think that, you know, I think from the early going when James Franklin arrived here at Penn State was back in 2014, there were a lot of people who weren't sure what to make of him. I think even still, critics on the outside will sort of dispute or question the authenticity behind his message because it's almost like he's too on all the time for it to be true. But from almost everyone's experiences, it is true. That is who he is. But can you just speak to the authenticity of his message, whether it's in that group setting that you shared a video of or behind the scenes when you guys are talking one-on-one?
You know, I think because of the culture and the world we live in today, we question people's personalities. We question their authenticity. You know, is it real? Is it fake? Is it just a facade? And so, you know, for me, I always give person the benefit of the doubt. I was like, wow, this guy, is he always this happy? Is he always this on point? Is he always this charged? And you know, through the 9 or 10 visits we've been there, he's always been consistent. What you see with James Franklin is what you get. And I've been able to see, you know, a nice little, pendulum of we showed up at a practice, unannounced, no recruiting, hoorah. And you saw that same consistency, you know, on the field. He's a coach. He's coaching you, but he's a great coach because he's encouraging you as he's correcting you. And that's important. As a parent, that you're not sending your child somewhere just to be a number. You're not sending them there just to be, a workhorse, just to win a football game or a championship. You went in there to become better as an athlete and more so better as a person. And Coach Franklin does an exceptional job of being authentic, and being organic in moment. You never know what he's going to say, which is great. And that's refreshing. And as a parent, and I've talked to many parents, in this process as we've been able to look at different, colleges, and that's something that, that stands out, that sets Penn State apart.
I've been asking this. We've had some recruits on in the past couple of weeks. I always like to hear what their first encounter was with James Franklin, the first conversation and how it went. Would you mind sharing that first conversation with him? I'm sure it has some of these things that you already mentioned.
The first conversation was particularly as a sophomore, coming up. It was in February. It was a junior day. You know, wait a minute, we're sophomore, but we're coming to junior day. You're really new to the process, so you really don't know. You listen to the presentation, and I can talk about this later. But we were impressed that a couple of schools we have gone to The head coach didn't make the presentation. He sort of just made an appearance, threw his hands up, said, hey, welcome. But at Penn State, Coach Franklin did the entire presentation he just covered it all. And, upon leaving, we were boarding the buses and, the team, the staff, who are quite exceptional said, you know, hey, Coach Franklin want to talk to you guys. And so, you know, we went over to, set aside room and had a conversation. And, you know, it's just Caden, you know, we've been watching you. We're really impressed with you, blah, blah, blah. And we want to make you an offer. And, you know, that was pretty humbling moment, exciting moment, to have reached that point, but he was consistent in his presentation. It was very humbling, very humbling. He meant what he said. And one of the things, you know, he said, I remember back then, he said, you know, you guys are here, and not just us specifically, but the recruits that are there. He says, you're here because we think you would do well here. And this will be where you will come to school. And that just sort of always lingered with me. Because they do extensive research on a kid before they offer, and so it was a great first experience with him. Everyone after has been great as well.
So we have about 45 seconds or so. I just want to just give me a feel for when you got an idea that Caden was going to reach this point in football. How early in his life did you start to recognize that this could be something?
Well, when Caden was born, he was 40. He was 10 pounds. So we knew he was always going to be a big kid. So and he's played. We moved from Atlanta here 7 years ago to New Jersey. He's always been playing football. He's always been aggressive in playing football. He loved it. He played with a passion, and he likes to win. He likes to be a part of a team. That will win and make an impact and make a difference. And that's sort of been his mode all of his life. He's been blessed enough to be on some great teams, winning teams, play with some great players. And, you're very excited for him and what the future holds. So, but yeah, it's probably since he came out of the womb, he's the youngest of three. And so he's always been, a brawler.
That's Charles Wallace, father of 2019 Penn State commit Caden Wallace, joining us here on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Charles, we appreciate your time and your insights into the recruiting process. Always good to hear, and thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me. We are.
Thank you. Hey, we're moving on here on the Keystone Kickoff Show. We're going to ask Greg Pickle here your questions, Penn State football, Penn State recruiting, in just a moment. Hey, Penn State fans, here is your chance to take something off your bucket list. That's right, GoPSU RV is offering a full range of RV setups ready for a weekend of great tailgating at their Lions Den, which is the closest single-game RV overnight lot to Beaver Stadium. You can arrive anytime Friday afternoon. Stay until Sunday morning, avoiding all that traffic. Don't miss this unique opportunity. Go online to GoPSURV.com and reserve your RV today.
160,000 miles. That's on average how often you'll use your car insurance. But what if you could get help with more often? Maybe save a couple of bucks on clothes or at restaurants. What if you could even get rescued roadside when a tire goes flat or your battery dies? You can. When you're a member and your auto insurance is AAA. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA agent or visit AAA.com to learn more about how AAA works at every mile.
Hi, Dustin Hawkinsmith here from the Keystone Kickoff Show. Stop by Route 15 Beverage Express for the best selection of craft, domestic, and import beer in the area. Let our friendly and knowledgeable staff provide you with the best service in the area. And don't forget, June 23rd, we are saying thank you for 15 wonderful years of service. Stop by from noon to 4 for free food from 409 Tailgate Club, beer samples, and prizes just off Route 15 South in Dillsburg.